Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic for this week?
Well, today I want to dive into a topic that separates job seekers who focus just on applying from those who actually make things happen. And it's around a theme that I'm going to call taking action. And that, there was a gentleman that I saw this week that he opened up his post, and it was a pretty well-written post. He says, you know, he started out, I'm 58 years old. I've been in the job market for 2 years. He confessed that he had had a breakdown this summer. I mean, it's been tough. And you guys, it is a tough job market. And you know, there, of course, are a lot of individuals offering for help or whatever. And then one lady was, I just loved it. She said, but I don't understand. I just looked at your LinkedIn profile, and other than your picture, there's really nothing on it. It's vague. You have no contact information. Nobody can in-mail you. You have it completely locked down. You don't have all of your experience section fleshed out. So, you know, it's just really benign. And he's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it just seems so crazy to me, because today's job market is so completely different. And what I want to tell the job seekers that are listening to us right now is, if the results that you're getting are not the results that you want, you're going to have to change your approach. I mean, Einstein is attributed to saying, and I don't think he said it, I think it was actually Robert May Brown in one of her books, but Einstein is attributed to saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. If you want a different result, you're going to have to change it up. And quite honestly, job search isn't about luck. Not in today's market, it isn't. Maybe 2 years ago it was, but not in today's market. It's about deliberate, consistent steps that will move you forward. And so what we're going to talk about today are some of those steps. So we're going to arm you guys that are listening to us with some tangible things that you can walk away from today and execute today to change your career trajectory today.
Taking action. It's so important. All right. So I'm actually going to start today. I love Angela's example. This reminds me of a webinar that we did recently. If you guys don't know about our career coaching platform, that's a division of CRA Resources, definitely check it out. You can link to it all over our website. But we did a free webinar over there.
It's free. Go ahead.
It is so free. I know everyone should be taking advantage of this. It's free. There's a community. There's webinars. There's classes. There's all kinds of things. But we just did a webinar about creating and building a powerful LinkedIn presence. And in one of the parts of that webinar, Angela did a deep dive in identifying your why, your what, and your who, these three W's. And the why is, why are you passionate? Or why do you want this role? What role do you even want is the what, and the who is, who do you want to work for? Who's your perfect client? So you've got to do this work up front to assess and identify these areas, and it's going to save you time and focus your energy in the right direction as you then take action with every step that follows. I know you guys are clinical research professionals and you're really good at what you do, but you're not maybe a branding expert or a networking expert or a marketing yourself expert, right? So you've got to kind of put on those hats and learn how to put on those hats to help you with your job search. So I would start there with that work. I think Savannah has something else too about self-assessment she wants to say.
Yeah, it's so important to self-assess to take action when looking for a job, because it really helps understand more of what your interests are, what your values are, and help fit you into a role that you'll actually enjoy. For example, if you really value teamwork in your role, look for jobs that involve collaboration, like project management. If you want to grow into leadership, set a goal to develop management skills and find roles that offer leadership chances, or attend workshops or webinars like ours and research leadership tasks. I think it's really important to notice. I think a lot of people look for jobs based off of money which, you know, makes sense. We all need a job. We all need money. But I think a lot of people are okay with tolerating jobs instead of having a real passion for it. Or, well, I can do this because I think I can do it and it'll make me money. But it's not really what you're passionate about. And I feel like you'll really just kind of burn yourself out of that role if you're not, you know, in that mindset. For example, my fiance, he for 5 years at least, thought he wanted to go into computer engineering because he liked to play video games. So he was like, well, I like my passion's playing video games right now, so I guess I'll just go into computer engineering. And I'm like, but I love you, but you're not really good at math or like a lot of the other things, the coding stuff that goes involved in that stuff.
You feel the chipboard today, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, once we did some self-assessing with his skills, you know, he's a very, very good, confident public speaker. He's very, you know, well-versed in current, you know, world topics, you know. And so right now he's actually trying to go into more of a law or a politics type degree in school. So just knowing, doing that self-evaluation is just really important, making sure that you're going to be the happiest you can be at the job.
And stick. Make the job search easier too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's at the very beginning of your job search. It's always the first step, always is it's crucial to first set a clear goal. And it sounds like that's what the two of you did. And then you want to go in and ensure everything is in place before you start applying to positions. If you don't have that clear goal in place, then what are you applying for? You're just applying to anything that said, oh, maybe I could do that. I mean, those positions aren't going to stick, especially as a candidate. If you haven't polished your resume, if your LinkedIn isn't up to date, if you haven't networked with people that or in the industry you're interested in getting to be a part of.
Or if nobody can network with you because you've got your LinkedIn shut down.
Exactly. So it's, you can't just go in and thinking you're going to have a job tomorrow. You need to lay that groundwork first.
Well, and here's the thing for all of you guys that are listening. You could have a job tomorrow. You guys, we're recruiting several jobs right now. Several. You could have a job with us tomorrow. But it's about the steps that you take in order to get recognized in the current job market. And setting that upfront foundation is very important because you do need to be reachable. You want people to find you. It's not just about you applying. Isn't it a heck of a lot easier to attract people to your own profile than it is to go find people to communicate with? Set yourself up so that you can have a fantastic profile. So as an example, so that whenever people land on your profile, and they do, every one of us recruiters search LinkedIn daily for hours looking for you. We want you. We want to find you. Make it to where it's possible to do that. And then whenever we do land on your profile, make sure it's not garbage. Make sure that it's actually buttoned up, clean and easy. We know you're who, you're what, you're why. We understand what you're looking for. So it's easy reach out. And by the way, make it to where we can reach out to you so that we can tell you we've got a job for you. Because if we don't, if we see garbage or nothing or vagueness and we can't reach out to you, you know what? We're just going to move on to the one of the other 9 billion users that are on LinkedIn right now. It's just that
simple.
That
shows more interest in finding a position mm-hmm. that looks more professional, that looks like they could be a better fit.
It's just that they know, they understand mm-hmm. how important these types of things are, and they've taken those steps to button up their LinkedIn profile in order to get found. But it's more than the LinkedIn profile, isn't it, Rachel? You were going to talk a little bit about some of that too.
That's right. Well, as a sorcerer, I think a lot of people is into this thinking of they want a job, they need a job. It's either to provide for their family or to pay for bills, but they're not really going into that, you know, step-by-step process of looking for a job. You have to make a plan on how to execute looking for your job, either making a checklist. Let's say resume has been updated, check, or you are always present, always available to be contacted, check. You know, just make those kind of checklists. Like, for example, whenever I handle the online applications, I'm seeing a lot of candidates that are, you know, sending us message with a title of CRA or CRA opportunities. or CRA resources and not attaching your resume. So on my part, how can I help you? I mean, what can I do for you? You're not asking any questions or help. So on my end, I'm going to have to go in and ask you, send you an email for a resume. And by the time that you respond, I mean, the job has already been filled. Or
and not all people will do that. Not all recruiters will do that. It's like CRA work. See, what can I help you with? I mean, are you interested in being a CRA?
And on LinkedIn, they'll message me and they'll say, oh, can you help me find a job? I can send you my resume if you want. Well, of course I want that. Like, hello.
Just send your resume to begin with. Don't waste the time.
Yeah, I get that a lot too. Hey, I'm really looking for a job. Can you help? Can you send?
Who are
can
you?
You look at my profile? Yeah, I can look at your profile, and I will. But how about you take the first step by giving me your resume? Because you know there
two-way
is that.
Street.
It is absolutely a two-way street.
Yeah.
They need to treat recruiters like hiring managers too.
And I think that's the biggest. Sorry. Trying.
This is Natalie's hot button.
I've preached this since 13 years now. You have to treat a recruiting firm as if you are talking to the hiring manager at a potential opportunity that you will be interviewing. We are the face of those clients, just as we are the face for you when we represent you to those clients. We want to make sure that you meet us halfway, because if you don't, then how can we help you? So yeah, that's my little...
Exactly. You're like, well, if this is the way you're going to act, I'm not putting you in front of a hiring manager. Are you kidding me?
Well, and I think that candidates underestimate the knowledge sometimes that recruiters have. I know not every firm is like ours. We have actual relationships with our clients. We specialize in the CRA role. And so we have valuable things to give you through the whole process. So like, for instance, with the interviews, I know, Natalie, you've got some thoughts on this too, about preparing candidates for interviews and they just discount you. We talk to these hiring managers. We know what they want. We know what their hot buttons are. I'll let you take over, but it's sort of segueing in my mind to that.
I know for us, we always do interview preps with candidates that have been requested to be interviewed by one of our clients, and we really try our best to give you all the information that we already know about that hiring manager, even about the company, the project,
culture.
And sometimes these individuals go into these interview preps like, I've been doing this forever. I don't really need an interview prep. But then when you start asking them questions about what did you research, you know, what's intriguing to you about the project and the opportunity, they're like not taking it as serious. Now, I will say not everyone that I talk to during an interview prep is like that, but there have been a few that are like that. And it's just like mind blowing, because it's like, dude, it's like an open book test. Mm-hmm. How can you fail an open book test? You know, it's right there. I'm giving you the keys to your new opportunity, your new job. And it's just, they don't take it as serious. So even though you may think you've been in the industry, you know, been an employee for so many years, you know how to interview, go into these interview preps or these webinars with an open mind and like,
things are different.
Yeah, taking all that like info of what we're giving you, because it's gold. It's just sitting there for you to take the opportunity. So yeah.
Don't let your ego get in the way. We're trying to help you succeed. We are always learning. Till the day we die, we're going to be learning. The day you think you've learned everything that there is to learn, then there's no further use for you. So, I mean, we're here to learn, every single one of us, even at my age.
Oh, and on that note, I want to carry on with the interview discussion. If Maya's able to talk, she's dead with a cold, you guys. So if she hacks, then forgive her.
Oh, thank you. I totally am on Natalie's side here. Like, I am a self-described, like, I love interviews. I have a great time in interviews. And I know that's really unpopular and weird to say, but I also love interviews because I go in super prepared. Like, I'm not going in winging it. I know the company. I know what questions I want to ask. If you don't go into interview, if you haven't done your research and thought of like in-depth, thoughtful, like respectful questions about the role and the company, like what are you doing? It's helping yourself. Like, you know what's going on. You know what the interview wants to talk about. You know about the role and the company, what they're trying to achieve. But the other thing is, you don't realize how much it benefits you as the interviewee when you have questions, because, you know, interviews can feel a lot like interrogations. Like, how did you do this? What is your escape plan? Like, it gets really like intense sometimes. Like, it's super scary for a lot of people, and I understand that. But when you start asking questions and you ask thoughtful questions early in the interview, like within the first 5 minutes, like when you're talking to your interviewer, then it becomes a two-way dialogue. And it's like, then it becomes a place of collaboration. And then it becomes a place of both of you finding out if you're the right person for this role. And I mean, at the end of the day too, I think a lot of people forget as well, like, the hiring manager wants to hire you. They want you to be the solution to their problem more than anything. Like, And so it's like, suddenly now you come from a place of collaboration, like I said, and you're ready to work together. And then the hiring manager could see who you are in the role. Oh, I'm going to ask thoughtful, proactive questions. Absolutely look true. At me go.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I want to piggyback off that too, because whenever I'm hiring for this team, and, you know, I do the posts and I have those discussions, first thing I ask them is, you know, have you taken a look at our website? Most of the time they say yes, even though sometimes they're lying. And then I ask them what resonated about our company. And you know, you hear this pause and it's like, okay, I can hear the keyboards clicking and they're looking it up. And I'm like, okay, you want to come and join my journey. And this is every hiring manager, job seekers, this is every hiring manager. I have built this company with blood, sweat, and tears. Right. I have lost sleep. I have lost family members. I have lost health. I have lost personal time. I have lost getting to go out to the pub on a Friday night because I am sitting my butt in this chair building this business. Every operations manager, every person that owns a company, everyone that's invested in their company that is sitting on the other side of that interview table is that person. It behooves you to know a little bit about that company and that person when you walk into that interview, so that you can be sensitive to the fact. I mean, I've had people say, no, tell me a little bit about your company. I'm like, dude, I scheduled this interview with you 2 days ago. I haven't had time. Okay, well, how many interviews have you had this week? Well, not really that many. So you did have time. This was your golden ticket. All you had to do was spend 15, 20 minutes preparing for this interview and thinking about how working for my company gets you to your next career stage. That's it. How working for the project is going to knock your socks off. How you love oncology or ophthalmology or whatever it is. Your mother died of Alzheimer's and you want to be a part of that solution. Whatever it is, find it. And make sure that you're bringing it up during that interview, because the hiring manager needs to hear it. And it's not going to be a question that the hiring manager asks necessarily, but they need to get that vibe from you, that passion, that feeling, to Maya's point, that collaborative discussion, so that you feel like you're going to be able to be collaborative in the day-to-day workspace. Otherwise, I mean, shoot, if you just need a paycheck, go work for McDonald's. If you want a job, you want a real career, change the approach that you're taking in going after it. And then be big, go after it.
And I mean, between you and me, I'm really glad I looked up CRA resources, because in Canada, where I'm located, CRA is the Canadian Revenue Agency.
Yeah.
That's our tax agency. So if I went in without any research, I would have been like, yeah, so you do Canadian taxes. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
She's out.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. And then after that discussion, the very last thing, the follow-up. We have seen so many candidates recently that have interviewed and then it's radio silence. There's no thank you note. Or if there is one, it's super delayed. Make sure that your last action step, when you get all the way through the cycle before they're considering whether or not to pull the trigger on you as a candidate, make sure that you follow up, take the action to send that thank you to be fresh in their mind after that interview. It's really important action step.
Yeah, don't wait several days whenever you haven't heard from the hiring manager, then decide to send the thank you note. We had that this week, and I'm like, okay, your interview was last week. You should have sent this thank you note same day. But yeah, we'll forward it for you. But, you know, Jenny, wrap it up for us, sweetheart. You had a lot of really great things to talk about, and I think it'd be really good to kind of to dig into those very quickly as we kind of wind down.
I think we've covered a lot of it. Basically, one of the things I've noticed, and I know Rachel touched on this about the resumes, it's kind of first thing in the process when you know you're going to look for a new job, make sure you have that resume updated. I know I get a lot of people, surprisingly a lot, that'll reach out to me saying they're looking for a CRA opportunity, and then they'll say, I'll send you my updated resume once I've updated it. So, so I would say better to do that first and then start reaching out to people and have it ready to go and look buttoned up and not have any delays. So, and then we talked a lot about LinkedIn, and I would say that's definitely the next step. You've made this beautiful updated resume and people are going to be impressed by that. But then when they go out and look at your LinkedIn afterward, are they still going to be impressed? You still want to have that great LinkedIn and the great branding on there.
Because they will look. They will always sure. look.
Definitely. I would say hiring managers definitely will go out there and Google you for sure. So in addition to LinkedIn, make sure anything else you have out on the internet is something you'd want them to see as well. So any social media or things like that you've posted, make sure that's something you're okay with the hiring managers looking at as well.
All right. Any final thoughts, team? Go ahead, Angela.
I guess a final thought would be is that I know we've talked a lot of concepts here, and we haven't given that many tasks, but we have them. So they're on our blog, they're on our website. You join our community, ask questions, we'll point you to the checklist because there's a lot. There's a lot in looking for a job. It is a full-time job to look for a job. We get that. We know how difficult it is. That's why we do these sessions for you guys and the webinars, and we built the community. It is about taking action, but you got to know which step. It's like that poor guy this week. He had, 2 years. He had a mental breakdown this summer because he hasn't had anything pop. And it was one little piece of the puzzle that he was missing. He didn't even know he was missing. You guys, job seekers, this isn't your fault. It's different. So open your purview, have an open mind, and take a look at the fact that you might, maybe, there's something different you could be doing to affect a different outcome, a more positive one. Let us help you. That's why we have all these resources available. Even if we can't represent you because you don't fit a current need, it doesn't mean we can't help you. That's why we're doing these options for you.
All right. Well said. Well, thank you so much, team. That's all the time we have for this discussion, but thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit CRAresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm. We cannot wait to work with you.